Thank you that we're allowed to come here, Lord, and we're allowed to worship you, Lord. There are countries where this would be illegal, Lord, and it's kind of crazy to us because we just grew up here, but sometimes we take that, we don't even think about that. But thank you for just your love, your blessings. Thank you for all that you do. We pray that your word be spoken today, Lord, and that we could just get something from it. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So yesterday, right, we were celebrating my birthday.
No, not yours.
Oh, we were celebrating this United States becoming a nation, right? Now that you may or may not even think about it, but it wasn't an easy decision to write or to sign the Declaration of Independence. In that they knew that there would be hardships to come. And then there's those people what didn't really necessarily want to sign the independence. People were fine with the way it was, the status quo. They knew that there's a good chance people will lose everything. And there was quite a few people who signed the Declaration of Independence what did lose everything. I'm not even counting their lives, but they were wounded, they lost their family, they lost their property, but still they did it. They knew when they demanded independence that they were basically declaring war on the ones what were oppressing them. Right? Why? Right? Because we have different terrain, and people like different. Have you ever noticed that? It's like people would live in a forest. It's like, oh, the desert's so beautiful. But then people in the desert are like, oh, the forest is so beautiful.
Forests are so beautiful.
They are. And it's not always the case, but a lot of times that happens. That's fine. And then we have those brave men and women who fought and died during that Revolutionary War, to get us this freedom today. Right? And it's done over and over for 250 years. Yes. I've seen it. It's neat that, but there was that conflict. He didn't want to fight, right? But he was kind of.
First, the younger son, the older one,
right. Right. There's those who still defend it today, right, in the military. And we need to thank God for those people. And then there are those people who have jokingly said, would those men and women be disappointed on how it's going in America right now? America is the greatest nation. I feel like that, and I feel that's a true statement. People might get mad, but it's the greatest nation. But we've made mistakes. We're not perfect. We've been misled at times. We've made silly laws. There's three. It's opinions. There's a lot of laws in different states are different, but there's the whole allowing transgenders into women's sports. There's.
I don't think that's fair either.
No, that is not. There's a lot. I mean, there's some silly laws. Is that?
If you crash your bike, you have to pay for it yourself.
Exactly. Right.
Women
right.
Can't show their shoulders, but men can walk around shirtless.
Right. Women were supposed to only wear up to their eight. You know. Can't show like above the ankles and stuff. But you know, you can't ride a horse drunk and and all this and that. But there's a whole bunch of different things. But I digress. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. There's
because
dress codes.
Distracting the male. No, it's distracting the perverted.
Well, so there is that. And you can, depending on your stance, and then there's one is, it is better. You don't want to try to distract. Like we went to a summer camp or went to a church camp. You know, it's isn't it better to be modest and not being trying to be yours.
The boys don't, like, they don't care.
But boys are silly.
Yeah, but it's not all the male
yes, you're
teachers.
Silly. All and males
you're
are
you're distracting the boys, and the boys don't get flipped. Like,
right.
What?
I know, they use that as an excuse,
honestly,
but...
Honestly, they've sexualized women's bodies for no reason at all. At this point, I'm going to turn it to a dude.
No, let's don't do that. All right, so 1 Corinthians chapter.
I can't see.
You why can't you see? Chapter 6, verse 12. I'll hand you my Bible. You can't see from there?
No.
Okay, well then, James, can you read that?
All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
So fast, so that, do we know what it means?
No.
So it's saying that, you know, just because we are allowed to do this doesn't make it helpful to us. So everything we're allowed to do is good. Is that what we're saying? It's saying it's not necessarily good. You know, there are those who would say, you know what? I'm of age right now. I could drink, I could smoke, I could vape, I could do whatever I want. Right? It's my right.
The same girl that got in trouble for wearing short shorts also got expelled from school because she was caught vaping like three times. She's gonna get crackle.
Right? No, there is stuff, and they don't even know what they're putting chemicals in their body and other things. And that's the trouble, because it's kind of still newish, and they could be smoking drugs and all kinds of things, and you don't even know. But there is 47 million Americans from the age of 12 and older that have, in the last 30 days, have tried illegal drugs. So that's a lot of people, right?
I just want to stand there all day. Dang.
But, you know, addiction, you know, a lot of people get addicted. And sometimes it just starts one time, one use.
Are you allowed to drink in your house, like, drink beer in your house, and you won't get in trouble even if you're underage?
No.
If you're of age.
If you're underage
and you do it in secret, no one's going to find out. Don't do it.
God would know.
True, He'll report you.
He will report you.
But,
right, things come out. Truth has a way of finding its way out there. But we can't bank on that. You don't do things. If I rob a bank, if nobody finds out, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I'm glad. Next week's lesson is on not robbing banks.
Was robbed by a guy in a mask. They just don't know who did it.
Right. So addiction, does addiction sound like freedom?
No.
No, it doesn't. Right? So, and you need, you want it all the time, right?
Yeah.
You have to, or you feel like you have to. You don't have to, but you feel like you have to. Today, everybody, I mean, everybody has a boyfriend or a girlfriend, right?
Do I?
I don't know.
Do I?
Do you? Or whatever pronoun people want to go by. You have X, right? So ever since certain freedoms have been pushed, you know, the length of relationships have been shortened. There's been divorces over and over and on the rise. Diseases are on the rise. Unwanted pregnancies, abortions. You know, this is, there was a big revolution in the 60s, and it just opened up all this. You know, our consequences have actions, right? Our freedoms, what we feel like are freedoms, but they have consequences. So it's not really freedom.
I don't understand what's wrong with the pronoun thing, but it's just what makes you comfortable. If I ever...
Right, but... But there, I mean, the problem is that God made two genders. Right. I mean, if you want to say. That is complete, but that is the whole part of the whole thing, and it steamrolls. You could just pee on the ground and maybe
wait.
Pee in the room. There's, you know, what if this whole thing about, oh, you know what? I'm a victim. It's everybody else's fault but mine. I'm just going to blame everybody, get angry at everybody. And then it gets in that it's all about self. That's the world is like, oh, it's about self. It's somebody else's fault. We're not being taught to take responsibility.
Those people are called Karens.
Karens.
I watched a video where...
Karens are real, but we need to realize that they're out there and it's...
But they're annoying.
But
do I have to?
We have to know. Karens need prayer for. But we need to, huh?
I watched a video where a Karen parked next to a guy and then blamed that guy for parking too close to her, even though it was her that parked too close to the guy.
Right, but there's some funny and it's made up to some staged things. But we need to learn how to take responsibility, you know, and know that, oh, you know what, maybe some of the blame lies on me. Now there's, like I said, the United States is the greatest country, but there are things happening, you know, that is hard, you know. No matter how great the freedom that America gives us, it cannot give us the freedom from sin. John 8, verse 34. Stephen?
Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin."
Whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. Sin can enslave our thoughts. Right? Make us think, yo, I know it's wrong, but I just want to do it at least one more time.
Just a little bit.
Just a tiny bit. Right? You know, the devil has a way of holding on. But sin does not have any power that we have not given it. You know, meaning, what does that mean, that sin doesn't have any power except for what we've given it? You understand that?
Yeah.
You don't want to explain it?
If everybody in the world became a Christian and never sinned again, then the devil would not like that.
No, he would not. He would not. Because that's his whole point. He wants to. So we have the choice to obey sin or to obey God, right? It's our choice. We cannot obey two different masters, right? We can't obey if sin's our master, if that's what we just, that's what we're focused on, then we're not going to be focused on God and vice versa. If we're focused on God, sin isn't going to be our master. Romans 6, 12 through 14. Michelle?
Don't worry.
Do you want me to read it?
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, well, that you should obey in its lust, and do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall have no dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace.
Hi.
Hey. Sinful desires can push and feel like we have no choice, but we do. You know, we are in control, right? You guys are in control of your emotions. You're in control of your desires. You know, depending on the person, sometimes some thoughts and desires are going to be harder to control than others, but we can control them, right? You control them, especially with the help of Jesus, right? He is always there to help. Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? Who gives me strength. So God, Jesus Christ, gives us strength, right? Jesus will always be there every step. Again, it's our choice, though. That's the kicker with free will. He's there to help if we call on him. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Is that clear? No. Did your eyesight just suddenly get better?
No. What does
Sorry.
Yoke
mean? No. Yoke, I will.
Because I know yolk. Like,
you know what?
Elk egg is egg yolk.
Elk egg? What?
No. No. Yolk and egg is spelled YOLK, but that's not the egg yolk.
That is a different yolk. But it is still pronounced yolk. You're right there. Well, why don't you read it and then I'll tell you. Yeah, it's your turn.
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. Do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage.
So a yoke, in this case, this yoke is, we'll just hit this up first. So a yoke, you ever see like cows? Some people call them oxen. But there would be a yoke, and that's tying the cows together and making them pull. In this case, the yoke is something they're tied to. This yoke of bondage is that you're tied to sin, tradition. You know, here in America, we have liberty. We have liberty in the physical realm. Jesus is the only one what can give you freedom in a spiritual realm. You know, the spiritual realm is a battleground. That's where our evil thoughts, evil desires are hurled at us like flaming arrows. You see all those movies with flaming arrows? They're hurled at us from demons, from the devil, from just evil people who are out there in the world. You know, the yoke of bondage is talking about these things that we're tied to, these habits we have, these traditions, these things that we think are just, oh, they're just kind of tiny. It's all right. It's just a little bit of sin. It's not as bad as that guy over there. You know, these things we were tied to, Jesus can break us from those things. John 8, verse 31 through 32, Stephen.
Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you abide.
So if you abide in his word, right? If you abide in his word and know the truth. Knowing the truth can set you free. Knowing is great. And that's the first part. But the second part's even what needs to happen is that we need to apply the truth to our lives. You know, believing in Jesus is one thing. You know, even Jesus said, you know what? The demons even believe. You know, they could tremble, they could believe, but it doesn't mean they're saved. You know, there's a difference between believing and following is completely different. I'm so thankful, again, for those men and women that are in the military defending the United States. Even more, I'm thankful for God because he freed me from bondage that nobody else could. Romans 12, verse 2. Michelle.
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
So those 13 colonies stepped out in faith 250 years ago. Right? There was hardships, but there was freedom in that. You know, the reward was so great. You know, the hardship of not standing firm in the end, we know because we've read Revelations. If we didn't stand up in our faith, we know that that hardship is not going to be good, right? Because God wins in the end. You know, it would be so much worse. So we need to stand strong in our faith. Sometimes the easy path is not the best path. You know, sometimes the world, if we want to just go with the flow and what the world says, we'd be doing something completely different. But we need to be that perfect ambassadors, examples to other people of God's love. You know, we need to choose God over the world. Yeah. Well, can you close this in prayer and then we'll get to communion?